Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
We drink tequila, we talk.
Welcome to Team Tequila Talks. Okay, getting started. Listen to that sound. Ready?
Chris. Love it.
Okay. So we have a little flight happening today. So we're going to get poured for our cheers so we can start off our Team Tequila Talks with a cheers. We have our friends over at Poppy joining us in a bit, and we're just getting a little bit of a head start on them because it wouldn't be Team Tequila Talks if we didn't start without cheers. So your hosts, Cassandra Gina Mel and Sherrion Gonzalez, welcome to Team Tequila Talks. Our episode today is going to be a juicy one. What's a good adjective here?
A wet one? No, a wet one would be bad. It's going to be hard, nice, hard, and round.
What if you want it to be soft?
Well, we never really want it to be soft. That's unhealthy.
Well, it could be a little bit soft. What if, you know, you're trying to work some stuff out?
So it's moist.
Moist? People hate that word. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
Honestly,
the word doesn't bother me.
If you don't like the word moist, it sounds super personal.
It doesn't bother me. So I'm sure everybody has heard the expression, what does your poo say about you? And that is what we're going to get into a little bit today.
Poo as in poo-poo.
Yeah, the poo.
Not boo.
The one and only poo.
Not your boo, your poo.
Well, I guess like not the one and only because you have what? You got to have like
hopefully.
Tens of thousands in a lifetime. How many poops do you think you have in a lifetime? Cheers, by the way.
Yep. Cheers. I think I think a healthy body is pooing at least once a day. So if you live until you're 60 and you're, well, infants poo. Well, no, because then if you're newborn, you're pooing like four times a day, three times a day.
Okay.
It adds up quick. And then because those younger years, then when you get older, probably once a day. You live it to, you're what, 75 now?
Maybe this should have been math that we did, you know, before we did an episode on it. That would have been a lot of numbers, though.
It would. I think it's
depends how long you live, though. I feel like we're going to live a decent amount of time.
I'll make 30,000 poos. I'm going to say 30,000 poos.
Somebody do the math on that for us. Average poos in a lifetime. What are we drinking, Sharon?
We are drinking right now some Blanco tequila. We have a flight with Poppy sodas. We'll get into the prebiotic, probiotic situation of that.
Oh, yeah.
But right now we're drinking a Blanco with the ginger lime. And it's refreshing.
Oh,
it's really hot.
You set up a little mule for us over here.
Did. It's like a tequila mule.
So I will say that I have loved Poppy for a while now, and their ginger lime is basically like a ready-to-go mixer in a can. All you have to do is open it up and add your favorite beverage, in our case, tequila.
And you could even add a little mint to this, fresh mint.
I think that would be very refreshing. Yeah, I think that would be very refreshing.
You're like halfway to Cuba or Mexico, depending.
A mule would be Mexico. No?
Well, mojito is like Cuban.
A mojito would be Cuban. Okay, Spanish. It's drink a lot of like rum and mojitos in Spain.
Yeah.
In Europe. In
So I would say Mexico.
So we are going to have our friends Poppy on in just a few minutes here. But I've been a fan of them for a while. It is all about a healthy gut. These are low sugar, low calorie, good for you sodas. And we're lucky enough to have them on to hear a little bit about their story and about their background. Because let me tell you, when it comes to convenience, it's really hard to beat Poppy as a mixer.
It really is. I mean, I have it stocked in my pantry. It is really one of a kind. And I find that my friends who are the soda drinkers, the Pepsi, the root beer, when I mix and they're like, oh, can I have a Hennessy and root beer? I'm like, well, I just replace it with the Poppy. I know. I can't convert the world to drink tequila. Some people just like what they like.
You said that like you have had a lot of experience.
I have
with
friends
people
who
that
like
just like go to with the Hennessy. And
1,000%. I have people that are in my family and friend group who come over and I have their standard. Look, I respect your choices. And if I'm hosting, I will
provide
the bullshit.
Your
bullshit.
See, when people are coming to, I'm not going to stand in someone's way of what they serve at their house, but I got to say, when people come to my house, I straight up am like, you know, you can bring what you'd like over, but that you're not going to find any Diet Coke here.
No,
you will not. You can get some Zevia, which again, Zevia is even still a little bit of a treat because it's got a lot of Zevia in it. But
yeah, Stevia,
all things Stevia in it, Stevia in a Zevia. But it's The thing is, it's all about making an improvement. It's a better version of, if you're going to have a soda, don't overload your body with sugar or artificial sweeteners and flavoring and coloring and all of that stuff. Right. So the poppies are really great because they have prebiotics. They've got apple cider vinegar. They're better for your gut health, better for your immunity. And I think they're sweetened. Yep. Stevia. They're sweetened with stevia as
well. Bit in there.
And natural juice.
Yeah.
So we thought that we would try a silver, a reposado, an añejo, and a mezcal.
Yeah.
We've got our poppy flight happening today.
And it's early here in LA, people. We will not lie. We are doing the real thing.
Because poppy is based out of Austin, Texas. And so we got to work with
it. Are they in Texas?
We got to work with the central time zone here.
I would think Texas gut microbiome.
Whole Foods was founded in Austin.
That's right. That's right.
You know? So anyway, we're going to bring on our friends from Poppy, but also we're going to talk a little bit about the gut health of probiotics and prebiotics and what your poo says about you. We've got a whole fun chart and everything.
You really
can't
do.
Wait to dive in.
Yes. And we've done a whole episode on Poppy already. So if you
I feel
want.
Like we didn't do a whole episode.
But we talked about the pro and the pre.
Yeah. And now we're going to bring in the experts.
Yes.
We're going to bring in the experts to actually, you
they
know.
Can educate us even further.
Yeah, they're going to educate us. It's going to be great. Allison. Okay. So we got a head start on our little poppy tasting. We have four flavors here. We've got our ginger lime, our strawberry lemon, our orange, and our watermelon. And we decided to pair it with four different types of tequila. So we've got a mezcal, we've got a reposado, we've got a silver, we've got an añejo. And
a blanco. Oh, silver, yeah.
Silver, blanco, silver, you know.
How did you guys pair with what flavors?
Okay, great question. I'll let Sherry decide.
The blanco is with the ginger lime. We're doing little mule. We have the mezcal with the strawberry lemon, the reposado with the orange, and the añejo with the watermelon.
Yummy.
And I thought really long and hard about the pairings, but I feel like it's going to be really, really tasty.
Well, so far so good.
I know.
We're on our silver
ginger lime. We're going to work our way down. We actually drink here at Team Tequila and it is early, but we are honest, real people.
We get our work done before we do. Technically this is work, but we get the other stuff done. We get the kids handled.
We get the business handled,
all of that stuff. Yeah. And we try to do, sometimes that just means waking up a little bit earlier and handling business a little bit earlier.
I know.
My day started hours ago.
Mine did too. Put no makeup at like 6:45. Yeah. It's just not a vibe for me.
Yeah. We usually try to avoid
well,
that.
It's okay. It's past noon for me. So I definitely don't mind joining you guys. Like yeah. I'm definitely level at any time. So I definitely have some as well, mezcal, blanco, some other stuff going on here. So I will join you guys.
Yes.
Great. Love it.
We love a joined friend.
Yep. We'll welcome you in with a cheers when you're ready. Just give us a little cheers.
We're
really excited to hear more about the story of Poppy because here at Team Tequila Talks, we are all about health and nutrition and just kind of doing things in a better way, breaking your soda habit, like your traditional soda, your Coca-Cola, your Pepsi, your Sprite, et cetera.
Totally.
And when you're at a party, you're at your friends, or if you just want to keep stuff in the fridge, you don't want to have to rely on a bunch of sugar, junk, artificial flavors and coloring and additives. And we were just saying how this is kind of the perfect mixer in a can. It's obviously delicious by itself as well.
It's so good as a mixer, though. I recommend it to everybody.
It's such a great grab-and-go mixer. And with all the flavor options, it's really phenomenal because I feel like this could go with gin. It could go with rum.
Hennessy.
Vodka. Jack and Coke.
Yes. So tell us the story of Poppy and how it came about and all that good stuff.
Yes. And I know we're here to drink and have a great time, but it did start from me having a ton of different gut health issues. And this was like 6-7 years ago before gut health was on trend and everyone was talking about it and talking about what you put in your body, like helps heal your body. So I was totally lost. And so I did what a lot of people do, and you're not really supposed to, is I Googled all my symptoms on the internet.
Yeah.
And I read drinking... Yeah, you know, Google is just the best. And so I read drinking like apple cider vinegar could reset and detox your body. And at that point, my stomach was always bloated. I didn't have very good skin. I was just like, okay, sure, I'll give it a try. And I was shocked at how amazing the apple cider vinegar reacted with my body and just made me feel better from like digestion problems to the bloating and everything. But the problem was, is it tasted horrible. I don't know if you guys have you guys ever drank straight apple cider vinegar?
Yes, I have.
We do. We used to do shots.
Well, so the thing is,
used to is the key, right?
I love the taste of vinegar. I'm a sauce person, and anytime that I have any type of vinaigrette or even just like French fries and vinegar, whatever, I love dousing myself in vinegar. So I don't mind the taste. However, it'll wreck your enamel if you just do a shot of apple cider vinegar. You have to mix it with stuff. I went to the dentist and my dentist was like, what have you been doing differently? Because you've got some soft spots on your teeth.
Yeah.
And I had to get some prescription toothpaste like an old lady because I was just like, oh, apple cider vinegar is so good for you. Well, just let me do the shots of it.
They say you have to drink it through a straw if you want to do a shot.
Yeah.
Because it
Or dilute it. Yeah, just the shots are, they hurt your, like, they're like heavy. They like hit your stomach too, if you're not used to it.
They're potent. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, for me, I was like, okay, I am actually a little bit like you. Like, it wasn't as hardcore, but I think I was more, I couldn't get my husband to try it or anyway. I was like, it's so amazing. Like, it's, you know, try it. But I was like, okay, let's be real. It doesn't taste amazing. It tastes okay. Like straight, but like, I think I can make it taste better. So I literally went to my kitchen and spent months playing around with different ingredients. But what I really wanted was to keep it healthy, right? Because I did it because of the health issues I had. I didn't want to drink 150 calories with like 39 grams of sugar or anything crazy. So I came up with like the way we make them and started playing around. And then we took them and to the local farmer's market, started selling like crazy, got into Whole Foods. And then we did go onto Shark Tank and ended up getting a deal on Shark Tank and then launched nationwide with Poppy everywhere.
That's pretty phenomenal.
That's pretty phenomenal. And also I do think gut health for Americans specifically, because our diet out of probably most countries isn't great with the food industry. I think I used to do in college, like just sparkling sodas, like just like basically club sodas with like lime. I think that was like the extent of it. It was like lime or lemon. And I think when I found, I actually was at Cassandra's house and she had one of these and I was like, what the hell is this? And my husband has, my husband has gut issues. And I was reading the back and I was like, and my husband takes like a mad, like aggressive probiotic, like pill that's like fermented in the fridge. And so I asked his doctor, I'm like, hey, these sodas. And he's like, look, he has such, you know, bad gut bacteria that couldn't hurt. And it's a pre and a pro. And people don't usually know how those two are
having a
symbiotic relationship.
We're going to get into that in a second. I am going to move on. I want the orange next.
Don't tell me what you want.
You got to pick the tequilas. Okay. I'm picking the orange.
You guys. Okay. You guys had the lime ginger, right, already?
Yes. And
this one is definitely like what most people call like our skinny margarita.
Yeah.
So you guys are moving on to the orange.
The orange. And I have a reason for moving on to the orange. So the ginger lime, I feel like, is very mule-like. I love a mule because, again, I love vinegar, but I also love that tart of the lime. So the ginger lime is definitely a cross between a skinny margarita and a mule, for sure. It's like... it's like a super quick, simple mule. And that's one of my favorite on the go, something quick. Just, you know, you're like, you're at a party. You don't have time to be mixing a bunch of stuff. So just cracking this open with a slice of fresh lime, bam, cocktail within like 20 seconds. It's amazing.
It's so good. Yeah. You just, it's, you don't need like anything else.
Okay. So the orange, the reason I want to bring up the orange is because I've had this before by itself. I'm about to try it with some reposado right now. But it tastes almost exactly like your classic orange soda, except it doesn't have bright fluorescent orange colors that should probably never be in your body in the first place. Yeah. I've got like a hint of color here, but that's the reposado, not the orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there is a little bit, because we have like fresh fruit juice in it. So there is a little bit of orange you'll get from that. It depends on like which can you get. Some are like more orange than others. But yeah, that neon color is not it.
No, not it. And that's the thing is we talk about artificial preservatives and flavorings and colorings. And that's kind of in this room anyway, that tends to be sort of our number one red flag.
It's a hell no.
The thing you do not. It's a hell no.
It's a hell.
It's the thing that you do not put in your body. So like if you are going to have some sugar, fine. If you are going to have some treats, fine. You want some fried foods, okay. But what we really want to avoid are like fluorescent blue colored and flavored foods with a bunch of preservatives. If a bug doesn't eat it, I don't want to eat it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's true. Like that's why they like ants don't eat Twinkies. Do you notice that?
Really?
I had no idea.
Pantry, I actually never.
Yeah, there are certain like, things that are so artificial that bugs, bees, ants, flies, they won't eat those foods. And that's like, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. If Mother Nature doesn't want it, I don't want it either.
That is. Ooh, this orange with the reposado.
I know. I was just about to say that this was an excellent pairing. I don't know if you got a reposado over there.
It's really yummy because you get the little caramelly, vanilla-y thing happen with reposado and the orange kind of like brightens it up a bit. It's actually very nice.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I think the orange and reposado is excellent together.
What brand do you guys use? Like, because I'm super curious.
We have an array here.
Yes.
Because we did a little bit of a side-by-side experiment a few episodes ago, and we used the exact same handmade lime mixer, but we used two different mezcals and they tasted so different within the cocktail. So I didn't want to go across the board. We have a lot of brands that we know and love here, and we just wanted to mix it up a little bit. So we have different options and we're not just sticking to one type of barrel or processing or batch of agave. So in this instance, using Tres Generaciones
Reposado. Mm-hmm. And this is the Sauza family. This is Sauza. It is their higher label.
And Sauza is one of the OGs.
Yeah. So they're called the Three Dons. Don Sauza, 1873. He's like the OG, OG, OG. And then his brother came around in 1903, triple OG. Don Eladio is the double OG. And he was kind of, he was like a big jefe and kind of brought it to America in 1903. And it was like a junk tequila brand that everyone would like mix with a bunch of lime to cut that ethanol flavor. And then Don Francisco Javier, 1946, he's the first global ambassador of tequila in the world.
The Three Caballeros.
So this is their refined, it's Familia Sauza, and this is their refined. So I thought it would be fun. They sent it this bottle. And I thought it would be fun to kind of mix it with something because we actually haven't tasted it yet on the show. But it's actually very good with the poppy.
It's great with the orange.
Yeah. Good with the orange poppy.
So I feel like this would be really good just with orange. Tres Generaciones would just be really good with orange notes in general. I feel like we've been using a lot of fresh orange lately. Yes. Coincidentally, that's how it goes.
Well, it's summer. Well, is orange a summer fruit? No, it's a fall fruit.
I mean, I still have
It's a fall fruit.
I still have a bunch of
citrus is fall.
I think that's our state fruit.
Almost fall.
I know. Right now. Well, I think it's because it's temperate in Los Angeles. Yeah. So we kind of get more year-round citrus.
It's true. It's not fall here. You know, we don't have seasons, but Texas definitely, Austin definitely has seasons.
We get all of them.
You get all of them, which I love. Wait, so
prebiotics versus probiotics. We've talked about this before on the show, but we'd like an expert's opinion.
We would love to hear.
Yeah. So I think the best way to think of like pre and pro is like probiotics. Most people have heard of a probiotic. It's usually a living organism. It's something that you put into your body through a probiotic pill or a kefir drink, or, you know, a lot of people will get it in yogurts or stuff like that. You get like a probiotic, a living organism. A prebiotic is actually food for the probiotic. So it's like a fiber. It's kind of the best way for me to explain it is you have your garden and they're growing it, and the prebiotics is the fertilizer to help the garden grow. So it's the food for your current gut flora and bacteria, as well as food for the probiotic. So I say probiotics plus prebiotics equals a happy and healthy gut. And that's why we have it on the front of our can, like be gut happy, be gut healthy, because you need both. And I think a lot of people get confused with it and talk about like this healthy halo, but prebiotics, honestly, it can be even more important than the probiotic when it comes to gut health.
I will say that when you have a stomach flu or you have to take antibiotics for something, whether it is an illness or a surgery or whatever, your gut can be messed up for months after. And I'm not even just talking about like your bathroom experience. I'm talking about like
gas, bloating,
digestion, stomach aches, sour stomach, all of that. And the first thing that I do if I'm in that situation, like the last time I got COVID, I vomited. And I felt like my gut was messed up for like weeks.
It was after a while. That. Your gut had a moment.
Like a minute. It like I didn't get that sick from COVID, but I had like lasting gut issues because of the violence in which the COVID decided to come out of me. I'll just like leave it like that, just for people that are, you know, maybe eating their lunch right now. Hopefully a lunch full of probiotics. But the first thing that I do is go reach for a broad spectrum probiotic. And I'm on that for a minimum of 30 days because there are so many different types of probiotics. Some are for specific parts of your gut. They've done all of these studies. Like I think it's Bacillus gacillus. They found that people that are that have excess body fat are lacking that probiotic. Yeah. And then they put them on that as a supplement and they end up losing like 8% of their pounds just because it's just their gut is working more efficiently and there's less swelling and their metabolism benefits as well. And then there's also a bunch of probiotics that are specifically designed to offset candida and some of the fungal and pH imbalances.
I mean, when you get those yeasty times, which we do, we get yeasty.
No, it's so important. Every like unhealthy gut, it manifests in so many different ways throughout your body. From like acne can be a problem from an unhealthy gut
to skin, like, yeah,
candida overgrowth to the bloating to actual joint pain and inflammation in the body can all stem from your gut. And so they really do say like 70% of your body's immunity stems from your gut.
100%.
And so if your gut is not right, like you are not right. And so, you know, you're talking so much about like the probiotic aspect, but I do really think the prebiotic is one that a lot of people miss. And there's actually more studies on prebiotics that people just like are not talking about. And I think it's the time and now for prebiotic. And it's so important to work together symbiotically, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah, I agree. And I think doctors now, I mean, my husband's gastro, I'm the type of friend that's like, before you change your diet or add any, if you were doing a mega change, you want to go back, you want to go vegan or you want to not be vegan and go back to meat. The number one thing I always say is get your inflammation levels checked because it's in the science. And the first thing I did back in the day was I got my inflammation levels checked back when no one was talking about inflammation unless you had like arthritis or like some weird autoimmune. And it's like, when you change your diet and you see your inflammation levels go down into a normal range, you're like, oh, it is diet-based. Well, food is
and
medicine.
You don't really know what is the whole chicken and egg thing. Is my inflamed gut causing my symptoms or are my symptoms causing my inflamed gut, which is worsening my symptoms?
Right.
I love the functional medicine movement that is exploding right now because I don't think that there's anything wrong with old school medicine when you need it. Listen, people used to die from like
syphilis.
That's easily preventable now. That's a good one, Sherry. That's the first thing that popped in your head.
They did.
It's true though. People would just die from fevers back in
the 1600s. Yes, like a splinter. A splinter.
100% infection. So listen, I am all about the marriage of Eastern and Western medicine. Acupuncture has worked wonders for my gut, but I also take over-the-counter probiotics to help with that. They work together. You can do both. And I think that the functional medicine movement is way more about wellness and prevention. And that is somewhere where you can go get your inflammation checked and get your levels checked, even things like your hormones, your endocrine system, like your leptin levels, meaning like everything. Are my hunger cues happening at the time they're supposed to be happening?
Your adrenals, all the things.
And the unfortunate thing about traditional medicine sometimes is that they wait until something's wrong and then prescribe you something to manage it or fix it.
Right.
But now we have this explosion of nutritionists and functional medicine and this whole space that's stemming out of it about wellness products that are supporting that movement like this, instead of putting this excess sugar and you're having four sodas a day, four traditional sodas, and you're wrecking your gut. Yeah. You're actually doing the opposite and you're supporting your gut while still getting
a treat.
Well, I
think this would classify as like a functional medicine. I know I drink this after I work out, I have a poppy because I'm always like, especially after a heavy drinking night, I have my elixir.
Best detox,
Yeah.
It's a great mixer, great non-alcoholic drink, but it's also a great hangover cure. And like, I was something just like kind of tag onto what you guys were saying is a lot of people do talk about the gut health, but there's also with the prebiotics and fiber is the, have you guys ever heard of like FODMAP? Right. So like we're really low on it. So if you already have gut health problems, you don't want something that's really high on FODMAP. So it's like a ton of fiber. It'll actually like make your stomach
irritate.
So tell the peoples what the FODMAP is.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is just like higher prebiotics. So like everyone says put fiber in your diet. Right. Like you hear that, Dr. Chira, you're like, oh, so should I drink like Metamucil? No, that is like the way of the past. Do not do that. I mean, I guess you can if you have certain problems, but you want to keep it super low. So it's like irritants to your gut already. So it's like, just think if you're eating a bunch of fiber and you don't have enough liquid and all these things, it can like make you bloated and hurt. And it's this like weird period. It's like, you don't want to upset your gut even more. So you want to find things lower on the FODMAP. And there's a graph, you can Google it, of what foods and certain things. It's like broccoli is really high on it.
Raw broccoli is really high. And also like nightshades are really high.
Yep.
And then if you cook them or steam them, then they get in the better category. Roast them. That's because the
protein in the skin is what's causing a lot of inflammation and irritation. And if you cook the protein, then you're breaking down the protein. You're making it more.
I always say raw vegetables. I mean, if I'm at a party and someone has some good dip with some broccoli and crudite, I'm going to eat them. But at my home, I do not really serve raw veggies because they do bloat you. And I have a child and I want her to eat more. So I'm always like, if I give her some like raw veggies and like some vegan cheese dip, I know that then she's going to be like, and she'll say I'm full and I can't eat the protein. So I definitely say steaming and or roasting. And I know there's a whole faction of people. Do not at me who are the raw food movement. I respect it. I get it, but it's not for me. Don't at me.
Wait, what are you pouring?
I am pouring some añejo and we're going to do our watermelon pairing just in the spirit of time. I think we were a little heavy handed in the last pour. So, you know,
are you calling my pours heavy? If I was a bartender,
trying to get through all four. I feel like flights are normally an ounce or two.
Fine.
Unless it's beer, right? Or cider, something like
that. Okay, we're doing
and I want to try all of them. Okay. I want to try all of them.
Okay.
Question for you. Do prebiotics feed all types of probiotics? Because we were just talking about how many different probiotics there are on the spectrum and how they're still in the early phases of studies about which type of probiotics benefit your skin, your gut, your weight management. Do the prebiotics feed all the probiotics or are there different, are prebiotics specific to a certain type of probiotics? Very science question.
No, that's such a good question. So there's different types of prebiotics, right? So like within Poppy, we have apple cider vinegar, which is the pectin in the apples, which is the type of fiber. And then you have like agave inulin, then you've heard of chicory root, you've heard of, you know, Jerusalem root. There's so many different ones out there and some affect your body a little bit different. So yes, all of them are a little bit different and do different things. And that's why sometimes it's like a combination of different ones and everything. And you kind of have to find what works good for your body. And some are really high on that FODMAP and some are really low. So
if you're buying Poppy, you want the variety pack to hit all spectrums of prebiotics.
Right. Well. Yeah. Within Poppy, we have the agave inulin and then apple cider vinegar in all of them. And once again, we don't want to go like super ham with it because we're trying to, you know, not upset the gut health. And then like some of our competitors, it's like ridiculous. They have like 30 ingredients with so many things. You can only drink one or your tummy would hurt. With us, it's like, to your point, you guys are trying a whole flight and you're drinking multiple and it's doing these things. It's like, you don't want to irritate it even more.
Because you can go overboard with the pre and probiotics. Like our gastro told us one time, people who were, I forget the drinks at the time that everyone was drinking. Remember
kombucha?
Kombucha. And he was just like, I gave my husband the two kombuchas. He was like, I hate that company. Hi, kombucha. I'm just saying what a doctor said about your company. That is it. But he was basically saying 3 billion strains of this. That's for a
probiotic.
Yeah, for a probiotic. He was like, that is not for everyday consumption. He told me once a week, maybe twice for a kombucha.
I was like, say kombucha is not supposed to necessarily be an everyday thing. And there's this whole craft kombucha market, and there's now this boozy kombucha, booze.
The boozy.
Know, but he said that there were more like worms. He said, look, I've seen people, you can develop. So that's a probiotic. I think kombucha is a probiotic.
It's a probiotic.
He was basically saying that he had people who were doing like 3 and 4 a day, like just going ham. And he said, you can upset the stomach so much where you get weird worms. I mean, these are live cultures. These aren't they're live. They're not dead. And your body and your acid and all the stuff. He said, you can get certain organisms that grow up, which we already have in our gut, the gut lining, and that helps like the peristaltic contraction to get the poo out. He's saying basically.
Is that a technical term?
Yes.
It is
technical. Peristaltic contraction.
Talking digestion. So I love these conversations.
I love it.
They are now also coming out with all of this. These studies, they have figured out that there is an actual physical link between the brain and the gut. Almost all depression, anxiety, and any type of, even people that have ADHD or some types of autism.
There's an obesity drug now 100%. That targets the brain and the gut.
And so it's not that, you're depressed. Well, just take a probiotic. Of course, it's not that simple. We always say here at Team Tequila Talks,
I don't
not take our medical advice.
Take it.
Do not take it.
Take it.
But there are, all we do is report back on what we have found, because we love reading all of these studies and staying up on the newest nutrition news and basically how to live our best lives and a little bit of fun with tequila and probiotics. It's all about balance. It is a balance. And so the studies that are coming out now about brain and gut are saying, listen, we don't know if the gut issues are causing your anxiety or depression, but we do know that they can aggravate it and play off of each other and make things worse. Which is why when you have a lot of people that have ADD, ADHD, autism, and a spectrum of some brain disorders, they put them on a CFGF diet, which is casein-free, gluten-free diet, or they will take out a lot of the processed foods because all of these artificial flavors, colors, they're all just making your brain rapid fire.
Are you kidding me? It's like cocaine to the brain.
It really is. I mean, that's what for kids, it's even worse, right? So you give your kids that neon blue cotton candy at the carnival, and you know, you got to let your kids live a little, let them have some birthday cake. Sure. But when you make it neon, what happens is it's not actually the sugar that is causing the kids to go crazy. It's the sugar in conjunction with the dye.
Have you
ever put Pop Rocks in a soda bottle? Because that's what happens with your brain when you take artificial colors, flavors, and dyes and pair it with sugar. It is just brain overload. If your kids just had like a homemade natural sugar cookie or treat or cake, they're probably not going to go as nuts.
Right.
I'd say I would put money on it. I'd say, because I give my kids sugar all the time. It's just clean sugar.
Clean. Yeah. Like my daughter's chocolate waffles in the morning, maybe like bananas and like cacao.
My daughter loves baking. She's got her cookbook. Well, we have her paleo. Yeah. She's
a good baker. She made us some ice cream a couple weeks ago.
That homemade ice cream was legit. I was impressed.
It was coconut milk based. And I thought, the kids are, I'm going to rally here for the kids. But I was like, damn.
I could not believe. Next time you make this, you have to make a double batch.
I know. So my daughter is allowed a poppy. She doesn't. So
kids love it. Like cracked kids.
It is. But my doctor told me, because I was like, hey, you know, obviously my husband has gut issues and I'm very sensitive. I do not have gut issues. My daughter does not, but my husband does. So I'm very sensitive to like what is overload for a kid, because they have a really good, if you feed your kid clean, they have a very good gut microbiome.
They are so much more resilient than we are.
Yes. And they just have a cleaner system and it's more efficient and it's more effective in like cleaning out. And he was like, I've never heard of poppies. And he did a little research on it. He's like, oh my gosh, if this was around in the 50s, we wouldn't have half the gastro patients that we have now.
Some good habits,
My kids, like, they don't know really any different. Like, one, they think we make like every drink on the face of the earth. I'm like, no, we just make poppy. And you know, they've been drinking it since they were basically could drink like one, and they don't understand that it's like not real soda. So it's like, same, it's a treat. They go crazy. And if you just really think about it, some people are like, oh, you give that to your kids. And I'm like, okay, well, you're going to give them orange juice and, you know, apple juice. And it's like 40 grams of sugar. With,
from a
like,
carton where all the nutrients are removed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all these things. And they're like, once you really like think about it, they're like, oh yeah, that is good. And to your point earlier, life is all about balance. So it's like, yeah, don't give your kid 20 poppies and like, don't give them, you know, like 30 right. pebbles and stuff like that. Right. But I'm the same way. Like I give my kids sugar. I let them drink poppy, but it's all like in moderation and balance. And like, let's not go crazy here.
Yeah, I agree. And I think here we always teach moderation. Mm-hmm. We ourselves do not. Someone DM'd me like a month ago and said, wow, you guys must be wasted all the time. I'm like, dream. That's a dream of mine. But unfortunately, I am a functioning adult. I'm a functioning adult with a child, husband's businesses. Like, there's no way. But when we have fun, we go hard. I will say.
We have moved on to the watermelon and añejo. I got to say, this tastes like candy.
It's candy. Watermelon. So it tastes like a Jolly Rancher. It tastes like
I don't know if it is the añejo blend. Hold on, I'm gonna take a sip of this without it. Just
it's
like literally here that it tastes like Jolly Rancher, but I promise it's all natural. I actually
it's not super sweet.
No, it's not. But to this day, I still formulate every single flavor. So any flavor that we launch, like I make here in my kitchen at home, because I want to make sure it is clean ingredients and it's something I would enjoy and drink. And so I can play around with it. And actually, like a Jolly Rancher was one of my like target tastes with it. Cause like I don't eat those anymore, but I loved them as a kid. Type of, and I was like watermelon, because you can go watermelon, can be like really cantaloupe-y,
yeah,
right? It's like melony and riny, and you're like, I don't want to drink so much. For right. me, I was like, I don't know.
I will say this: I do a famous spinach pancake. I make spinach pancakes, and one day I saw the strawberry lemon, and I normally like to have it a lot of bubbles and fizz. So I opened my fridge, put it in there, and it has spinach and bananas, and it's like, oh, strawberry, spinach, bananas, lemon. Because it gives it the fizz. And I did like a half a can for, I made the whole batch of, yeah. And it was delicious. But I was like, oh, you taste a hint of the strawberry. And I use it because you use the carbonation to make the bubbles on the pancakes.
Yeah. It makes it like flow up more. Yeah.
And they were, they have make it more airy.
Because it makes it
airy. And I did the strawberry lemon with my spinach pancakes and it was delicious.
Love that.
Strawberry lemon is my personal favorite. It's okay, like my own.
We're going to get there right now.
We're doing a mess.
Because, yeah, we got to get this. We got to get this last one.
We got to get it in.
Where's the poo chart I sent you, Sherry?
The poo chart
Have you heard of the poo chart?
We want to talk about this with you.
We're going to talk about this. Okay. So is it, I want to say Bristol-Myers, Briggs-Myers. That's not it. What is it, Sherry?
Nope. Hold on.
So there's this chart. Okay. For those of you that don't know.
Bristol stool.
Okay. Yeah.
So there are 7 types of poop. Okay. And this is directly related to gut health. And I had a friend that's like, I'm always a 5. And I'm sitting here like, maybe it's some fiber. I don't know. Like, it seems like maybe some fiber, a little like higher. Is it protein fats? I'm not a gastro doctor, but I just feel like you should live in like the 3 to 4 range. So this range is all about how hard is your poo? What's the shape? How big are they? Is it watery? Yes. Is it firm? Is it soft?
Yes.
And it has this whole rundown of basically you can tell your gut health by what your poo looks like.
And
you're like a 1 is like the worst. Like you're so sad. I feel like
rabbit poos.
That's constipation.
Worse.
Rabbit poos.
No, it's like if your child has it or anything, it's so
when
sad.
When you have a baby and that you put them, start putting children them on solids, have. Like you make them the squash when they first can eat off the boob and or off the formula, and they have the rabbit poos and they hurt and they cry and they have so much gas. Anyone
no
with a 1.
7 either, like liquid either.
No,
so
7
like,
is you were ill. 7 is like diarrhea. You should maybe.
So do you want? I will go through a very quick rundown.
I'll refill you
of the shapies.
Go
1.
Hit us.
A type 1 with the poos is a separate hard lumps like nuts. Mm-hmm. So you're just doing about 4 of those painful puppies a day. Sounds it. You're not getting enough fluids, liquids. First
electrolytes,
of all. Electrolytes, protein. Type 2 is lumpy and sausage like. So that looks, it looks like raisins on a log.
Oh.
Which isn't that great type, but type 3, the best types are type 3, which is sausage with a little cracks, comes out smooth, takes you seconds, And type 4 is smooth, soft sausage or a snake, which 3 and 4 are the best, which is what you aim for. And that is a diet that is mad balanced with proteins, veggies, and carbs and liquids and enough.
You know, we love balance.
A balanced gut and enough oils, but not seed oils. The right oils. Yeah,
we don't want inflammatory seed oils. Yeah. Seed oils, you always want to avoid it. And the hard problem is they're everywhere these days.
I know.
You pick up a package of
even don't mention oat milk to Cassandra. She's gonna fucking lose it on you.
Milk. Don't get me started on oat milk. Okay, I don't like oat milk. But it tastes like cardboard. You know what? I said I wouldn't start.
I know.
Let's get through types 5, 6, and 7 and we'll circle back on the seed oils.
Type 5 is soft blobs with clear cut edges. So it's like type 1 in the little pellets, but they're soft pellets, which is a no. Type 6 is mushy consistency with raggedy edges. It says ragged edges, but I like the word raggedy. It just makes more sense. Yeah.
It's wispy edges.
And they're like 1 in 5, but they're over. Just blobby. And
type 7 is shit your pants.
Basically. Ooh, it's sometimes when you have too much wine poops. Type 7 is wine poops.
Okay. So I got to say, Sherry, I kind of was questioning your pairing the mezcal with the strawberry lemon. And I got to say that nailed it. Because the smoky mezcal with the lemon, with the hint of strawberry, this might be my favorite one. They've all been amazing, actually. Well,
we love a mezcal, but yes.
I think this is just a good pleasant surprise for me because I didn't think to put the mezcal with the lemon. And I always do tequila with the ginger and lime. That's kind of a go-to for me anyway. So it's delicious, but it wasn't much of a surprise because I'm used to it, right? And I have to say that the lemon with the mezcal, this is my winner. Personally. Yes.
I like it. I love the Añejo and the watermelon Jolly Rancher. It's going to be a go for me, but all of them were tasty. All of them.
So back to the poo chart. we got to discuss the poo.
There's a misconception. There's a misconception too, because it's like the entire like 5, 6, 7, it's like, you know, you don't have fiber in your diet and it's like super liquidy. And then like the ones lower is like too much fiber, but not enough liquid, right? It like throws off the balance. But something that we'll hear honestly here at Poppy with like the prebiotics and apple cider vinegar is sometimes people drink it and they will go to the bathroom really quick, or they'll have like a detox period. And it's because your gut needs a detox. But then if you can just get through that, and it doesn't happen to a lot of people, just the people that their gut is not right. If you can get through that like week afterwards, you're going to be so much better. So sometimes when you're getting your gut right, you might be all over this chart, and then just give it time. Don't give up after a day of like, oh wow, I tried this probiotic and it made me do this, whatever. It's not going to heal itself overnight.
No.
And try different things and try through different foods and different brands and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, give it time, because I think people give up pretty quick. Cause if you have an uncomfortable situation down there, like you're like, okay, no, I don't want to do
this. I'm out. I want to go back.
I agree with that. And I think any lifestyle change, diet change, you know, any type of change in your life, psychologically, physiologically, requires time.
Brain gut. If you are going through stress, it can absolutely mess up your gut. And totally. I think the thing that I want to end on as we wrap up here is, it seems counterintuitive, but probiotics and prebiotics can help with both constipation and diarrhea. And you're like, wait a minute. It can't do both. Yeah. And this is all about what we're saying. It's balance in the gut. And it is about making sure that your gut has the proper tools, or as you said, fertilizer, growth for the garden, to level itself out when you're going through something mentally or physically.
Yeah.
Keep you regular, keep you healthy, keep you balanced.
It's the balance of good and bad. Like I'm always like, everyone needs a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. And I have friends who push back. Everyone should be just good. And I'm like, it's not sustainable. But in the bed with your husband, do you really want to be good? Like, no.
Sherry went there.
I went there. You want to be a little bit of both. Life requires balance across the board.
I would agree.
100%. I am right there with you guys. I always talk about it. We'll have to go and I'll have to try the strawberry with the mezcal, is what you guys said, right?
Yeah. Yes. You provide the poppy, I'll bring the mezcal.
We'll bring the mezcal.
Seems like a decent deal. Allison, thank you for joining us. Everyone, check out Poppy. It is in Whole Foods. You can also go online and order it. You can get it on Amazon, actually.
You can. You can buy cases like me.
No excuse to not get on it. Just try it. I actually promise, I feel like this orange one is a great starter because it's just like Fanta when you were a kid.
Orange cream soda.
It just doesn't have any of the junk in it. So, Allison, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, check out Poppy, your host, Cassandra Junimel, and Sharon Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us on Team Tequila Talks, and we'll see you next week. Cheers. We don't even need an outro now. Look at that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.